Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
So that's the so-called protesters outside of Columbia. We don't want no two states. We want all of it. Does anybody actually think this is about the poor people of Gaza? On the campus of Harvard, on the campus of Yale, Columbia, NYU. Is this what we think? Who buys into this? You would have to be Representative Ocasio-Cortez ignorant to buy more into this. Representative Ocasio-Cortez putting out on X, not only did Columbia make the horrific decision to mobilize the NYPD on their own students, but the units called in have some of the most violent reputations on the force. You see, it's not the problem that you have Columbia students keeping people from walking because they're Jewish or screaming for genocide. No. The problem is the cops. That's how progressive Representative Ocasio-Cortez and her squad are, supported by Andre Carson right here in Indianapolis. This is who they are. My goodness, weren't the riots for George Floyd so much fun? Let's find a way to do it again. Oh, look, here's the moment. Blame the cops for going in? No. The cops in New York should be acting more like the cops in Texas on the University of Texas Austin campus, arresting everybody in sight. Tony, are you arresting people for anti-Semitism? Do you really think that's what's happening? Because that's a silly notion. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. No, I don't arrest people for being Jew-hating bigots. That's crazy talk. But for trying to control a campus, for stopping people from engaging in movement, engaging in screams of genocide, which are harassment, which we wouldn't accept in any other form, yeah, I'll arrest you for that. And I'll do it with force. This isn't protest. That's not what we're seeing here. I would like grown-ups. And I'm not interested in people on the political right pretending that they're too smart for the room. It is what it is. And if you want to look at it this way, the political left will go after you if you're on the political right for speaking on a college campus. But they can scream for genocide and keep people from moving, keep professors from entering, and somehow you're just supposed to take it? Only a schmuck would do that. And the pseudo-intellectualism I get from some people on the political right is nasty. Of course you don't accept this stuff. Of course a campus should maintain control. What they really should do is get rid of the students. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. None of them are welcome. None of them are wanted. None of them are worthwhile. None of them should be hired. But how do you do that when this is exactly what the professors are building? The people that these universities hired. This brings about another story. Another story about why this happens in certain universities and not others. I will get to that. I promise to get to that. Meanwhile, Joe Biden really wants your money. These ideas for capital gains, this is a problem. Dr. Matt Will joins us next to discuss it. I'm Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
So what in the world is this? This conversation about Joe Biden suggesting that the capital gains rate should be 44.6%. What is this that the White House is describing an idea of a 25% tax on unrealized capital gains? Can I ask what in the world is going on? Tony Katz, good to be with you. Dr. Matt Will joins us right now, economist at the University of Indianapolis. I missed this because it kind of came through almost as an afterthought in some conversations the White House has been having. First, let's take the 1-2. What is the capital gains rate? And secondly, what is Joe Biden actually proposing here?
Well, the capital gains rate is the amount of taxes that you pay when you sell something you own. So you sell your house and it increased in value. Let's say you work at Eli Lilly and you've been getting your 401k match in stock. You sell the stock because you're retired and you need it to live on. You have to pay a tax on that. It's not a tax on your income. It's a tax on the stuff that you own and you simply sell. That's a capital gains tax rate.
So now you have the White House making this proposal. Now, the proposal is not 44.6% across the board. This really does, it seems, either depend on income or depend on the deal. How does this apply?
Okay, let's be careful. It applies to income, but they've redefined income. It's 256 pages of tax increases. Let me say that again. 256 pages of tax increases, and they redefine income as anything that you get, anything coming in the door, income, capital gains, profits from a business you own, or your retirement check, even if you're not working, anything that you get. So they want to charge you 44.6%, but that's not just on capital gains. There's a little trick that I noticed when I was reading through this. It includes dividends. So I'm going to use a Lilly example. You're a Lilly retiree. You've been getting paid in Lilly stock all these years. You finally retire. You have zero income, but you have to cash out your Lilly stock. And it's quite valuable, and you can retire, and you can live on it for the rest of your life. Maybe not, because now you have to pay a 44.6% tax, because you might very well be over the income threshold.
Talking to Dr. Matt Will, economist at the University of Indianapolis, we should be clear that the 44.6% is the top rate. That doesn't apply to everybody, or am I reading it wrong? And it actually does.
So it is the top rate, but I'll say again, they redefine income so that you may think you're not in the top rate, but you might be. They defined high income as $1 million, and then in other sections, 400,000, and in another section, 250,000. This is still in the rulemaking stage, which means when the final thing comes out, it could be worse. Remember 2 years ago, Biden promised us 1% tax on all stock repurchases. So if a company gives you profits in the form of a stock repurchase, you pay a 1% tax. Oh, it'll never go up. This is it. This is the end of the line. It's only for rich people. Guess what? This proposal makes it 4% for everybody in the country. I will say it right now on the air, President Biden lied. He lied to the average person, the low-income person, when he said 1%, only for rich people. This proposal is 4% for everybody. Everybody.
One of the other conversations is the idea of a tax on unrealized capital gains, as being described, 25% is in this budget idea. What is an unrealized capital gain, and how would a tax of 25% affect everyday Americans?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, first of all, let me be very clear. I don't see that in the proposal. I've read through it, and I'm not sure if that is exactly what's in here. But an unrealized capital gain is when you just own your house, and it goes up in value, and you have to pay taxes on the increase in value. You own an investment because you're saving money for your retirement. You're working on the factory floor at some company, and that value goes up. You have to pay taxes on the amount of the increase, even if you don't sell it, even if it's not income, even if you don't realize a profit, you still have to pay a tax. So they will confiscate wealth, assets that you own. You may not even know they went up in value, but you got to pay a tax on it.
So the question in all of these, taxes and all of these conversations is, how does it affect me living in central Indiana, living somewhere in the Midwest? How does it affect me because I don't have those kinds of investments? I don't have that kind of wealth. Is this something I should be concerned with? Does it come down to my level?
Okay, there's a lot there, but I'll try to make two simple parts. One is, you work for a business, a small business. We didn't talk about it yet, but in this proposal, there is a significant increase in taxes on small business owners. So you work for a small business. Your small business owner has to pay a significant increase in taxes. Don't you think that's going to impact your income or whether or not you even have a job? Can they afford to keep you? So that's one area. The second is, in 1913, the federal government passed a constitutional amendment saying 1% income tax only on rich people. Oh, the poor people, the middle income people said, nah, it's not going to affect us. It's only going to affect the rich people. I think everybody listening today pays income taxes. So the government lied when they said only 1% and only on the rich. And now everybody pays income taxes. This is the tip of the iceberg. Last year it was, you know, 2 years ago was the small tip. And all of a sudden now we have a 256-page tax increase. It will come after you, people. It will come after you.
But this is from the White House. This isn't what the House of Representatives is looking at. Is that this is the Democrats stating, like, hey, this is where our standard should be. Is there an appetite for this in Congress?
No, not at all. I don't think anyone in the House of Representatives is interested in this. But you're the political expert, Tony. You tell me, don't you think that they're going to use this as a weapon during the election? Oh, tax the rich people, tax the rich people. And then don't you think that they're probably going to use this in the shutdown government and blame the Republicans, and the Republicans may cave?
Oh, 1,000%. But I was saving that for later.
Oh, well, my apologies.
Thank you. Look at you, jumping right ahead. That is Dr. Matt Will, economist at the University of Indianapolis. The ideas come and the ideas grow and get morphed and get changed. And remember, it's not about tax the rich. It's about people paying their fair share. Dr. Will, I appreciate you. I have got two tickets to the Santiago Grand Prix on May 11th. I will take the 11th caller, 317-239-9393. The 11th caller, two tickets to the Santiago Grand Prix, May 11th at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Doug Bowles will personally give you a foot rub. Wait, hold on. This just in. He will not give you a foot rub. But the tickets are still cool. The 11th caller, 317-239-9393. If Doug Bowles is busy, Matt Bear will do it.
Yeah, I'm
Matt
fine.
Bear will do it. And Matt, while we're giving away these tickets, just a question. Found on Facebook Marketplace, a 1986 convertible Chrysler LeBaron in blue.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Right?
But, yeah. Perfect race weather as we get into May. I think that'd be fun to drive around and be like, look at me. Look at how hot I am in this convertible.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this is possible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How much was that again?
They're asking $4,000 or best offer.
Oh, I'm out. Okay, never mind. Yeah. Man can dream.
So I guess you're not going in on this with me?
I mean, I have student loan debt I can give you.
No. Nah.
No.
Biden hasn't paid that off yet?
No, he won't even look at me. I'm begging.
Oh, wow. Because if you're getting student loan debt relief, then I'm okay with it. But if you're not, this whole plan is a bunch of hooey.
If I'm getting student loan debt relief, there is no God. That's
wow.
Pretty much how I feel about
heavy.
It. Yeah, that ouch.
Right there. Know. Went full Christopher Hitchens on me.
I can't go on after that.
That's a thing.
I'm going home.
So 11th caller, 317-239-9393, gets two tickets to the Santiago Grand Prix at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway May 11th. Matt is questioning the existence of gods. You can talk to
life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali ribociclib 200 milligrams at kisqali.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
I'm about.
How bad is it?
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Dow futures down 241, NASDAQ down 193 because the GDP increase, far less than expected GDP, gross domestic product, 1.6%. The economists were looking for 2.4. We will get into this on Tony Katz today. We are following right now reports, as Matt Baer told you, Meridian closed northbound and southbound in front of the governor's mansion because of protesters. These would be pro-Hamas protesters. Protest is valuable and important and worthy in the United States. And protest from American citizens, no matter how misguided, should be allowed. Anybody blocking traffic should be arrested and force should be utilized. And the governor, Eric Holcomb, should immediately call for every bulldozer we have to clear the roads. No protester has the right to stop traffic. If they get run over, that's what happens. If they get hurt, that's what happens. Because they did not honor any level of a social contract. Protest is allowed. Disrupting the rights of others is not, and it should be met with force. In case you don't know my name, it's Tony Katz, K-A-T-Z. I said what I said, and I meant every word, and I apologize to no one. Governor Holcomb needs to utilize the moment to be resolute. There is no engaging with people who are willing to tell other people they cannot move. There is no rationalizing with people who tell others they cannot freely maneuver. None. The fact that these people support genocide, the fact that these people want me dead for the blood that runs through my veins, inconsequential to the basic concept. We allow protest. This is valuable. Blocking traffic should be met with equal force, stopping the blocking of traffic and ensuring that Hoosiers can move freely. There is nothing else. And if the city of Indianapolis does not move on this now, to end this now, then to hell with each and every one of them. Mayor Hogsett's going to allow more traffic to be blocked in his city. I don't care if he agrees with the protesters or not. That's not the point. Hoosiers get to move freely. And if Hoosiers can't move freely and the mayor does nothing about it, to hell with the mayor and his bigoted city county council. The communist-loving freaks that they are anyway. Now you tell me there are six Republicans on that council, but hey, you know, they don't talk much. This is not about the right to protest. This is about whether or not we're going to allow the destruction of the social contract and madness. And if the mayor and the governor allow this, to hell with them. Republican, Democrat, who cares? This is about standing up for decency. That's what it's about. So we'll see what they do. We'll see how it goes. People reporting the cops are on the scene. Unless cops are arresting people, means nothing. Now, you've heard me say this many times. The world is crazy. But we don't have to be. That's why I state quite clearly that if you're not crazy, you remove these people from the streets and you allow traffic to flow. The world is crazy, but we do not have to be. That's why we engage the TK Thursday music moment. We take a moment, we take a beat, we take a breath, and we need it. Because, man, there's a lot of crazy out there. The TK Thursday music moment brought to you by Kill A Dent Removal, killadentremoval.com, hail damage repair, paintless dent removal, door ding repair, mobile dent repair. They have got you covered. You can have your car looking absolutely fantastic. Killadentremoval.com. I went to 1982 this year because I don't think I've ever done anything from the Steve Miller Band. I'm like, yeah, I probably do. So roll down the windows. I know it's a little chilly right now. Step away from the madness. Don't worry. We're keeping our eyes on all of this. Take a moment to breathe and then we'll get back to work. Even in the midst of the crazy, you got to take a moment. It's important. 1982, Steve Miller Band, Abracadabra, Let's Go. As I said, the world is crazy, but we don't have to be. A little break, take a beat, make it all right. Right now, we're following what's going on Meridian. So it doesn't seem like a large group of people that have decided to block traffic on Meridian. But that part doesn't matter. It'll be a larger group tomorrow if force is not used to set things straight. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Great to be with you. You've got these anti-Semitic, or I should say these Jew-hating and America-hating bigots blocking traffic on Meridian in front of the governor's mansion. Stop arming Israel, divest now. These people aren't about the poor, poor Gazans. These people are about the elimination of Israel. They are what they are. And not only are they Jew-hating, they are America-hating. This is who they are. Just for the sake of clarity, you do not allow these people to impede the traffic flow of Hoosiers. You stop it immediately. Just like the University of Texas Austin, as they decided we're going to have protests and support Hamas. University of Texas said, yeah, this you don't get to do encampments on campus. We don't allow this. And Texas police came in and started arresting people. And the protesters were shocked. How dare you let them go? Who do you think you are? There's going to be some order, people, because we don't allow these things. I'm texting with a friend. in New Jersey is listening to the show. How do you get this to stop? What do you mean, how do you get this to stop? Stop sending your kids to Columbia and Harvard. Yeah, but that's not many students, not many places. All right, then now do University of Michigan and Northwestern. Stop it. There's a whole conversation about whether kids are paying attention, saying, I don't want to be any part of this. Then there are these people who are saying, hey, come to college in the South. We're not like that. Well, neither are state schools. It doesn't seem like the state-run schools are having these issues yet. But I don't think the issue is, hey, send your kid to school in the South. Hey, send your kid to school in the Midwest. But I don't know if that's an answer. How do you decide that's an answer if you haven't actually diagnosed the problem? What makes you think that the radical professor isn't in Indiana or in Iowa or in Oklahoma? Your issue is the system and an insane reliance on the system. You have to break that. Some of these universities have to go, and these professors have to be out of jobs. You have to break that. And what makes you think sending them to a school like Ole Miss is going to somehow fix everything? You're hoping for a lot there. You've got the Supreme Court talking about the Trump case. I will break that down, and I'll have the latest at noon on Tony Katz Today. Right now,